Rosestad het 'n gedragskode geteken wat deur die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika bekragtig is. Onder hierdie kode verbind ons ons tot die weergee van akkurate nuus, billike kommentaar en programme wat nie aanstootlik, onwelvoeglik of skadelik is nie. As jy dink ons nie aan die aanlyn kode voldoen nie, kan jy die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika verwittig. Rig klagtes aan die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika, Posbus 412365, Craig Hall 2024, of stuur die e-pos aan bccsa@nabsa.co.za. Vir verdere inligting, besoek www.bccsa.co.za.
AgriScoops word met trots geborg deur BASF. BASF se landbouoplossings help boere om volhoubaar te produseer en hul oeste te beskerm met gevorderde tegnologie en innovasie. Hallo, ek is Eddie Goldberg en jy is ingeskakel by AgriScoops, die middelpunt tussen die boer en die verbruiker. Ons gesels vandag oor lande in die verre ooste wat weer Suid-Afrikaanse mielies aankoop. Maar soos ouer gewoonte kyk ons eers na die landbou nuus hooftrekke. Die 91ste Swartlandskou vind plaas van Woensdag 3 tot Saterdag 6 September by Mooiresburg in die Wes-Kaap. Die 4-dag lange landbouskou bied kampioenskappe, insluitend die skaapskeerkampioenskap met wêreldrekordhouer Tinus du Plessis, jeugkompetisies en die debuut van die Roemag Nola Beesteras. Die Swartlandskou is wyd bekend as een van die beste skoue elke jaar. 'n Verdagte uitbreking van Afrikaanse varkpes in Bredasdorp, Wes-Kaap, het reeds tot die dood van 330 varke gelei. Streng quarantaine en biosekuriteitsmaatreëls is van krag. Finale toetsuitslae word nog verwag, maar die simptome en vinnige verspreiding dui daarop dat dit wel varkpes is. Slegs geregistreerde varkboere mag diere onder beheer voed en geen varke of produkte mag die gebied verlaat nie. Amptenare werk saam met veeartsenheidkundige en dierebeskermingsgroepe om die uitbraak te beheer en plaaslike boere se inkomste te beskerm. Soos gewoonlik op 'n donderdag gesels ons met die hoofekonoom van die Landboubesigheidskamer van Suid-Afrika, Agbus, Wandile Sislobo. Wandile, hoe vaar Suid-Afrika in terme van landbouuitvoere?
As South Africa, we are a well-established agricultural exporter. And in fact, if you look at the top 40 global agricultural exporters, the only African country that features there is South Africa, ranked at number 32 in 2024. So when one discusses global agricultural exports, you actually find that for various commodities, we are in the top 10, in the top 5, in the top 20. We are a well-established agricultural exporter.
Ons voer veral ook baie mielies uit, of hoe?
Maize has been consistently featured in the top 10 of our commodities that we export each year. And the regions that we send our maize exports to, it's primarily the Southern Africa region. The Far East markets are some of the important ones. But in certain times where there are drought, like last year, we did not export much to the Far East. And the South African maize market is having two varieties. You have white maize as well as yellow maize. Yellow maize more for animal feed and white maize for human consumption. So in the past, what you would see is that yellow maize is exported more to the Far East, the likes of Vietnam, Japan, Taiwan, South Korea, and they use that for their animal feed. While for white maize, you will see that the exports of that are primarily to the Southern Africa region and mainly for human consumption.
Ons het verlede jaar nie juist na die verre ooste uitgevoer nie, maar dit het met die huidige seisoen verander.
I see that the Far East exports, export markets are actually back and back in a big way. Because if you look at the South African exports so far for the new season, the new marketing year, which is the marketing year that started in May and will run all the way into April next year, that's the 2025-26 marketing year. And it corresponds with the 2024-25 production season, because that's a crop we planted last year, harvested this year, but we market this year through to next year. You'll see that our exports to the Far East markets are picking up. And in fact, on the 25th of June, South Africa exported a large volume of just under 70,000 tons of maize. And for that week, about 79% of those exports went to Taiwan, and the rest was the Southern Africa region.
What betekent dit vir die sektor?
It was important to see that South Africa is fully back on the export markets, especially to the Far East, because that's the area that we will need to grow and grow more strongly on that.
En dit was die hoof-ekonoom van die Landboubesigheidskamer van Suid-Afrika, Agbus, Wandile Sislobo. Dankie dat jy vandag by ons ingeskakel het. BASF, die naam waarvoor jy moet vra. Vir meer inligting, besoek ons webtuiste by www.agro.basf.co.za.